Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all my listeners in wherever part of the world you are. Welcome to the Walk of Faith podcast. I'm your host, Solomon. First, I would love to apologize for the long break I took from recording. I had to take a sabbatical to finish up with schoolwork, but I thank God right now I'm free from that obligation. I have finished well. All glory and honor to Him. So today we're beginning a new series that I will entitled Walk King Daily. This is a sub-branch of Walk of Faith. It is expected that from this series we'll be able to grow together, we'll be able to develop our faith daily and grow in stature, in knowledge of Him and in understanding of who God is and the expectation He has of us and our abilities as Christians. So today, this morning, I want to share with you from the book of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5 as our main topic of the day. The Bible says, this is KJV version, the Bible says that counsel in a heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. This verse emphasizes that all of us as Christians, all of us as men chosen by God, we have this counsel in us. We have this counsel in us that is deposited in deep down our hearts. But for this counsel to be fully manifested out of us, we need understanding. We need understanding so that we are able to bring forth this counsel. We are able to bring, to manifest, to finero this counsel. The Bible says later in Jeremiah 1:5, when the Bible speaks about, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, I predestined you, I ordained you to become a prophet unto the nation. This just simply means that before our conception, before we were conceived, God already had this divine plan for us to be a success, a divine plan for greatness, a divine plan to be victorious in whatever aspect of life we take. That's what the Bible says in Jeremiah, that He knew you. He deposited this abilities in you already. You have it in you to become a success. You have it in you to become a glorious nation. You have it in you to become the head and not the tail. You have it in you to occupy nation. You have it in you to become greatness in the land. Proverbs 4:7, the Bible still emphasizes, this is Solomon writing this, Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you are getting, get understanding. The Bible still emphasizes on understanding. Understanding. Most of us Christian, things we face nowadays in life, the difficulties, the mountains, the hardship, most of them are because we haven't gotten this full revelation, this full counsel. We haven't gotten to know, to get this understanding. It is very important. The Bible later tells us in Hosea 4:6 that my people perish because of lack of knowledge, and it's from this knowledge that we get understanding. The more we know, the more we understand. The more we know, the more we read, the more we acquaint ourselves with the truth, is the more we gain this understanding. When you read later in the book of Daniel 9:22, when Daniel was in his prayer, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared to Daniel and told him, now I have come to give you skill to understand. I have come to give you skill to understand. Another version says that I have come to give you wisdom and skill to understand. Perhaps some of the things that we keep on praying over, we keep on fasting over, we keep on persisting in prayer is because we haven't fully come to this place of understanding, to this place of fully understanding who we are, our inheritance as children of God, our abilities as children of God. Later on, when we talk in Philippians 4:13, when we say we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us. What are these all things that we are able to do? Are they already deposited in us? Yes, it is in the counsel. It lies deep in the heart. When Bible emphasizes about God searches, He searches the heart of men. He is always after the heart, because everything that you are, it is not in the physical. Everything that you are lies deep in the heart, the posture of the heart. Even when we pray, God doesn't look at the many vocabularies we use, the many utterances we use, the many you know, the lengthy prayers we do, he looks at the posture of the heart, so that if a man is positioned right at the heart, if a man has a good counsel, has a godly counsel deposited in his heart, God is able to align his purpose and will along with you, so that you can become a divine entity to the purpose and will of God. Praise God. When later on we will study from 2 Peter 1:3, the Bible talks about his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Wait for the next part. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Through the knowledge, the knowing, the understanding, so that we can be able to acquire, for you to acquire these all things that pertain to life and godliness, this good health, this good financial state, this good reputation, this good work, this good position in the family, position in business. It is from the knowledge and understanding of who he is, of who he is. The Bible emphasizes this in 2 Peter 1:3, that his divine power has given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to glory and virtue. It is all in you. It is all in you. It is deposited in you. It is given to you to know. Hallelujah. The counsel in a man's heart is like deep waters, but a man of understanding draws it out. It draws it out. All got this. When he later talks about in Colossians that Christ in you, he's in you, resident in your heart. He works in you both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. He is already in you. I'm here to encourage us today that let us seek understanding. This understanding comes from the knowledge of him, from knowing him, so that later when we talk about we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We will know what it means to be a chosen generation. We will know what it means to bear the full government of heaven in us, deposited in us, so that for us to be able to manifest Christ in us, for us to be able to manifest this different gifting, different abilities, different blessing inscribed in us, we need to get this understanding. We need to get this understanding of our full identity of who we are in Christ, our full counsel of who we are, so that later when the psalmist talk about ye are gods, we will know and understand that us as co-creators, we are co-creators. We are co-creators with God. We have that potential in us. And for us to know how to activate this potential, we need to go to a place of understanding. And this place of understanding only comes from fellowshipping with him, from being in close connection with him, from inquiring of the Lord, from seeking guidance from the scriptures. Hallelujah. You know, when you go and buy electronics, any sort of electronic, perhaps that is meant to give you service or whatever, for you to fully, everything, every capability of this electronic is stored in it. Perhaps when you look at it, when it's still off, you don't really see the value. But when you switch it on and when you follow, of course, when you switch it on, you will get to turn it, to make it manifest some of its potential. But for you to get this perfect idea or perfect exploration of the potential of that electronic, you need to go back to the manual, follow the instruction of the manufacturer, and you'll see, okay, for you to get this quality voice, switch this. For you to get a stable voice, do this. Switch the stabilizer, increase the bass a little bit, increase the volume up to 60%, for you to experience the quality, the potential that this electronic has. Okay? Same to us, believer. For you to really be able to get to know what God has fully deposited in you, for you to get this counsel in your heart, counsel deposited in you, you need to go back and reconnect with God. Read through the Bible. So when he says you're the head and not the tail, you know, you get to know and understand, not only knowing, you get to know and understand, the angel of the Lord had to come down from heaven to Daniel to give him this skill. Understand, I like how NKJV put it. I've come to give you this skill to understand, skilled insight. Get to understand these things. Yes, you've prayed, but you haven't really fully understood. Yes, you've prayed, but you haven't really understood why I died for you. Yes, you're struggling, finances are tight, but you haven't really come to a place of understanding that we are co-joint heir with Christ. Oh, rakaterabo. We are co-joint heirs with Christ. Co-joint heirs with Christ. So that whatever Christ has, we have through the gift of righteousness. That you are struggling with sin, and all you have to do is to come to this point of understanding. When the Bible speaks about this righteousness imputed through faith, through believing, that it is given in you. When the Bible speaks about no testation, when no testation will come your way except that which is common to man, it is already given to you to be victorious. James got it when he said, count it all but joy. Count it all but joy. I believe it is in James chapter 1 verse 2. Count it all but joy, brethren, when you go through trial and tribulation, because ye are more than conquerors. You are more than conquerors. The Bible speaks in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 21. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Oh, it is important. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. Get this wisdom. Get this understanding that every ability that you need in life, everything you need to life and godliness, it's given to you through the knowledge of Him. It is deposited in you. So that later when the Bible speaks about out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water, you will understand. You will understand this power deposited in you. You will understand this power deposited in you. You know, when God created Adam, who taught Adam how to name the animal? Who gave him this counsel? Who gave him this counsel that this one is a lion, this one should be a leopard? It was deposited in him, that counsel. Of course, Adam was anointed, and so are we anointed through Christ. When the Bible speaks during the Annunciation that none born of a woman was more anointing than John, meaning Adam was more anointed than John the Baptist. But when we live in the new dispensation of Christ, in the new dispensation of grace, that we, when you come to a point of understanding that you are more than Adam, why? Because you have Christ in you. You are living in this new age, new dispensation of grace, that Christ now, He dwells in the inside of you. In Colossians, Christ dwells in the inside of you, the hope of glory. So that naming of animals was just a shadow of the potential given to man. It was in us. During the rebellious age, the building of the Tower of Babel gave man those understanding, give men those insight. It is in you to become great. It is in you to become more than a conqueror. It is in you to become kings. When the Bible speaks about the world is waiting for the manifestations of sons and daughters of Zion, it is in us. The latest invention should come from us. The latest technology, the latest development, the latest answers, it is already in us. You just have to come to this place of stirring up your spirit so that you can give forth this understanding. You can produce this counsel that is resident in you through understanding. That you know, that you know, that you know your identity as a son of God. That you know you are co-heirs with Christ. That you know and you know that you can do all things. The Bible didn't say some things. You can do all things. That you can be great in your academics, and you can be great in the field. That you can be blessed when you go out, and you can be blessed when you come out. That you can be blessed in the city and still be blessed in the field. That you can be blessed in your hometown and be blessed all over the world. That is our inheritance. That is our portion as believers. We have it in us. We just have to stir it up the right way. We just have to reconnect back to the Creator so that we can be able to explore fully this potential lying inside of us, this power resident in us, so that we will understand when the Bible speaks of out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living waters, so that we will understand that nations are coming from the inside of us, so that we will understand that when the Bible speaks of, I'm preparing to do through you what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered into the hearts of men, we will understand that new technologies are coming from us, new inventions are coming from us, new advancements are coming from us, answers to generation are coming from us, answers to government are coming from us, that we will understand we are a royal priesthood, that when the Bible speaks of kings will come to our rising and Gentiles to our light, that it won't be just another recitement of the Bible, but that word will carry its full counsel in us, deposited in us, resident in us, so that when we are facing adversity, when we are facing situation, we are able to stir up our hearts, we are able to stir up this counsel already deposited in us and produce results that no eyes have ever seen, nor ears have ever heard. It is in us. Perhaps the challenges you are facing is because you haven't really understood. The situation you're facing is because you haven't really understood. The financial state you're facing is because you don't understand that you're co-heirs with Christ. That everything that, when Jesus talks about everything that my Father has is mine. And later on when you speak about we are co-heir with Christ, meaning that everything God has is also ours. Seek understanding. Seek wisdom. Seek the knowledge of Him. Perhaps the addiction you are facing is because you don't understand that you are more than conqueror, that no temptation will come your way except that which you are able to overcome. That the reason why you are facing it is because you are able to overcome. It's just you to tune yourself right, to tune yourself right according to the manual, which is the Bible, to tune yourself right, to exercise your spirit unto godliness. When Paul speaks about exercising our spirit unto godliness, it's just in you to exercise. It is in you. Every situation you're facing, it is in you to overcome. It is set in you to overcome. You are able to overcome. I want to pray with you this morning, and also I'm praying this prayer to myself too, that we may go to this point of understanding of who we really are in Christ, of our identities and our abilities and our potential in Christ, what is given in us, the possibilities that are given through Christ, that we may be able to fully grow to this counsel, to the knowledge of Him, that we may be able to develop this full counsel in ourselves, that even as we seek other things, we will not forget to seek the understanding of it. Understanding of the word. When Paul later says that, when I was among you, I sought to know nothing except Christ and Him crucified. That alone got Paul to a point of divine revelation, that he was able to carry out this salvation with boldness. When you see Paul speak about Christ, he speaks with boldness because he understood what this meant. So that when later, when you read in First Corinthians 2:18, when the Bible speaks about none of the rulers of this age understood Christ, because if they got to understand who Christ was, they wouldn't have crucified Him. The understanding of the matter, it's very important. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your revelation, and we thank you for your truth. We thank you for the gift of understanding that you have given unto our disposal as believers, that we are able to acquire these free giftings by faith, and that we are able to get this skill in understanding, the same way you did to Daniel, that you had to send an angel to give him this skill to understand, skill to insight. Father, we are praying this morning that you may enable us to understand our identity, to understand our portion, to understand our inheritance, to understand our promises, to understand our position in the society, understand our position in the world, as a chosen generation to understand, as a royal priesthood to understand, as a people, Father, looking unto you to understand that all is given unto us, that the counsel is already deposited in us. The counsel is already as deep waters, but it takes this understanding, Father, to enable to stir it up unto manifestation. God, we thank you, God, because tonight we know we are receiving that spirit of understanding. We know we are receiving that spirit of understanding, that we will carry our day-to-day activity in understanding, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.